Good evening, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I was talking about an idea for an audio for Brother Jim, and he said, you know what? Just do it. Put down some points and start talking to the sisters. And so I am. And here we go. He said this would help me when I'm out on the streets thinking on my feet. And so let me just share with you what I was thinking about. Judging the situation and not the person. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I want to help some of your sisters. If you're in the world, if you're out on the streets, whatever the situation is, we want to be careful that we're judging things rightly. Now, I know we're supposed to judge the fruit of those who are in the body, our brothers and sisters, those who claim Christ. But what I'm talking about are these brief situations, these brief encounters that you have with strangers that you have no clue who they are, what they come from. You're probably not going to find it all out in this quick encounter that you have. So I'm just going to tell you what I've been learning and what I've been seeing out there. And something just stood out to me. You know, Brother Jim's had to deal with some of these really vicious street preachers. They're totally unbiblical. And these preachers go out and they yell. I'm just going to say what they do. They go out on the streets and they moralize people. They're not bringing people to Christ through the biblical gospel. They're going out and they're yelling homos and faggots and adulterers and fornicators and whores and drunkards. And that's all they're doing is they're yelling out at people's sins. And Brother Jim's been dealing with that a lot lately. So it's kind of been on my mind. And while we're out on the street, yesterday a lot of this came to me. And I'm going to kind of wrap that up at the end and share that with you. Hopefully I can formulate my thoughts good enough here. So I want to give you some situations here about judging a situation and not the person. So the other day there was like two super scary looking guys that were walking along the road just a little ways back behind where we were parked in the van. And I went out in the back and I was doing something. And they were saying something to me and I couldn't quite hear them. And I could tell they weren't aggressive, but I'm telling you, sisters, they had like piercings all over, dark, dirty clothes, chains, big backpacks. One was a giant. He must have been pushing almost 7 feet tall. I don't know. It was, for a woman, I'll just say they were scary looking. Just going to say it. But they weren't acting aggressive or anything. And apparently they were asking for a ride. Brother Jim came out, explained the whole situation. And he gave him a gospel card. One of them high-fived him, said he's a Christian, and whatever, Brother Jim just kept, didn't focus on everything on his externals, just kind of kept giving him the gospel. They ended up all shaking hands. They thanked Brother Jim and they walked down the road. So there's a situation. Now I'm going to give you some more situations. There's a woman with piercings all over her face. She walked by me yesterday, didn't take a gospel card, and then she was kind of hanging around the corner. She was looking, watching, waiting. And I thought, huh, I wonder what this is all about. Well, she came over and she talked to me. And she ended up being a seeker with an open heart for the truth of God's word. I'll give you another situation. Not too long after that was an encounter we had with an extremely vilely dressed harlot-looking woman. I can't even explain to you how bad it was. Bad enough to where, yeah, she looked like she got off a stripper pole. And I'm just going to say this. If you're listening, I already confessed to you I used to look like that young woman. And this is all done out of love. But anyway, I'm just painting the picture of what it was. Now she walked up and she asked a question. And Brother Jimmy answered it. And there was another older man there with. And it wasn't long and she ended up covering up her top part with her hands. And if I were to look at the situation, I was kind of wondering, what is this all about? Well, she ended up wanting to ask another question, and Brother Jim was talking to the man, and I said, come on over here and I'll talk to you. We ended up talking maybe 15 minutes or so, I can't remember, and she seemed to have a heart for the things of God, and she was seeking. Okay. Just had a quick interruption there. It's what we get when we're out in the world here. So let me give you another situation. I'm going to give you a couple more situations here and then explain what my point is. So this was still yesterday. Both of those situations happened. And Brother Jim's preaching. I'm handing out gospel cards. And there's a ton of traffic. It's awesome. We're at a really busy intersection. And people are driving by yelling, Hail Satan! And all this other stuff. And then this guy in a convertible drives by. He's got a hood up. He's got some weird-looking sweatshirt on with, like, cartoon characters or something. And he's leaning over, and he goes, "Brother, hey, brother, I love you, man. Thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you." And he's blocking traffic while he's driving really slow. He's driving, and he's leaning out his window trying to tell him, "Brother, brother, I love you, man. I love you." And Brother Jim just kind of picked up his hand and waved at him, and he drove off. So I'm painting all these situations for you. Watch this. Next thing you know, this great big, another great big guy, big man, comes walking down the street. Now, I didn't connect it, but Brother Jim did. And I was kind of watching him because he was looking and watching us, and I'm always scouting people out just to kind of see, because we got, you never know what'll happen out on the streets. And I noticed him over there. And then next thing you know, I'm turning around, handing out a gospel card. I turn back around, and I see that great big guy walking right up to Brother Jim, and he's got a dog. And he's got, I didn't connect it at the time, cartoon characters all over his jacket and his shorts. And he walks up, and he takes his big hand, and he puts it right on Brother Jim's shoulder, and I was like, oh, what is this about? And he said, "I love you, brother. Thank you." It was the guy driving by in the convertible car. So I just painted that situation. Let me give you another one. We're walking through the streets. People are not liking it, whatever. And all of a sudden, this tall guy in little shorts and a little t-shirt, he comes up and he says something to Brother Jim. Brother Jim gives him a card. And he looked very, very worldly. Anyway, he's an older guy. He almost started crying when Brother Jim was talking to him. And he said, "I just started reading my Bible." And I'll tell you what, sisters, we were in that town for, I don't know, on the street itself, 7 hours, something like that. We were in there since early morning till later on. But anyway, many, many times when we stopped on a corner, he was there. And he was watching and listening. It was pretty amazing. So my point was, on this part anyway, judging the situation and not the person, on each one of these situations, we could have looked at that person and said, they don't look like my brother or sister. They're not acting like it. They're here involved with the world. Worldly, carnal, they're covered in tattoos or makeup and half naked and piercings in every orifice that you could and all these sins that are right before your eyes. Now we out on the streets or in the world can see that and make a note of it, but we have to be real careful, sisters, that we don't go, they're probably really far from the truth. They're probably a mocker. Maybe they're a hater. I know it's different when we're out on the streets preaching and stuff than it is just walking through the store and giving out a gospel card. But these are things that we could all use and think about, because what you don't want, okay, wait a minute, let me back up. I kind of lost my train of thought, so bear with me, sisters. So you notice on all of these situations, we could have looked at all that, thought they were mockers, thought they were something so far from the truth, and guess what? Every single one of them had a heart for the truth way more than those little old ladies that walked by me wearing a skirt telling me they go to the Roman Catholic Church and flipping things off. Hold on one second. Well, sisters, seems like every time I'm doing an audio or something, I'm telling you, yep, we're out on the streets being interrupted. Guess what? My van door was open. Brother Jim went for a walk while I'm doing this audio, and some young man pulled up in his truck. He's like, "Hey, I like your van." So that's why I had to pause the audio here. I had to get a gospel card, couldn't get my shoes, so I'm trying to walk across the stones here. I give him the gospel card, told him what we do, told him to check out the website. So I got the witness right here in the midst of doing this. And so you're going to have to forgive me if I got to try to get my mind back on what my point was. So praise the Lord for that, witnessing right from here. I was talking about judging the situation and not the person. So you understand what I was talking about, sisters. My mind is totally a little bit disheveled right now because of doing the witnessing. But anyway, So you notice on those situations I gave you, I could have looked at a lot of those situations and went, oh, they don't want nothing to do with God. And then my heart is already jaded toward them. My actions, my words, what I do and give to them might not be the full effect of what God would want me to give to them, because I might be already judging their heart. That one of the women standing on the corner there, I could have looked at her and thought, wow, she's a mocker, and then been prepared. So as soon as she asked me a question, I'm on the defense mode. You see what I'm saying? We don't want to judge the heart of a person. I know what's on the inside comes on the outside. So yes, what I saw on the outside of all those people is what's in their heart. But what I don't know is what is God doing in their heart to change that situation. And on every single one of these that I just shared with you, something's going on with them. And someday down the road, after these seeds that have been planted by us, what's in their heart might become new, a new heart, a new mind, and a new creation on the outside. So when we go out and we want to share the gospel with people, and you get a really harlot-dressed woman walking up to you, or I have witnessed to, here's an example. Just yesterday, there was a man, and I wasn't sure if he was odd or strange or inebriated, drunk. And he came up, but he wasn't aggressive or anything, and he was holding the gospel card, and he said, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, what are they saying? And so I kind of tried to answer him, but I didn't judge him right away as a mocker and be on the defense, because come to find out, he was literally asking a question. And I quickly answered a little bit, and I said, it would be nice if you could talk to my husband over here, and I walked him right over there. So I'm probably talking in circles, because I'm still telling you that was pretty amazing. This guy's blocking traffic while he's yelling in the van here to talk to me and giving out the gospel while I'm sharing with you sisters. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So anyway, here, let me share on the other side. We had, a woman came up to me and she said, what God do you serve? And she said, Jehovah. Now, I could have judged her right away and thought, well, she's really nice. She's really kind. She turned out to be a wicked person. But I kept my mind and my thoughts neutral and thought, I'm going to let this play out. I guess I didn't explain that one right, but that's all right. Okay, there was two lesbians. Brother Jim brought this one up. I watched them walking down the street, and they were kissing and hugging, and they always do that stuff in front of us. Now, I look at the situation, and I go, yep, two lesbians dressed like they were, acting like they were, but I don't know what's in their heart. They stood there watching Brother Jim. Well, I judged the situation as what it was, and then later on, it was shown what's in their hearts. They started laughing and mocking about Satan, and then they walked off. I think it's on one of the videos. So my whole point on this, sisters, is don't, how do I want to say it? Like, when you see this situations come up, allow it to play out and become what it is. Let each person be, we were talking about the sisters, talking about this with the sisters the other day. Don't become jaded, because the person that you just talked to that might have turned out to be not so nice, and it was, you saw what was in their heart, they didn't want the things of God, don't bring that forth to the next person. Just because maybe 99% of the people laugh and mock at you, be very careful that you don't bring those situations and judge these people in front of you because they look like and act like them for that, because let the situation play out. So you judge the situation, prepare yourself for whatever it is, be ready to give an answer for any of those things that they might bring up, and then let God judge the person, and then a lot of times what is in their heart will be shown. So anyway, I'm going to cut this off right now because I think, I'm not really sure it went where everything I wanted it to, but I'm not going to throw the audio away. I'm going to keep it and listen to it and make sure. I'll send it through Brother Jim and he'll probably be rejoicing with me. But anyway, love to you, sisters. Hold fast, and until we get another day, Lord willing, I'll be praying for you, and I'll be sending fervent love for you.